was burdened down with sin, no happiness was found within. I never knew the meaning of joy down in my soul. When at last I finally knelt, contentment filled my soul like I never felt. Heaven came down, there was glory all around when He saved my soul. I remember the day. Deep within my heart abides since the day that Jesus took my sins away. And to heaven I will go to spend the endless ages while they ever roll, praising His name for the glorious day that He saved my soul.
That He saved my soul.
I remember the day.
I remember the day
when the Lord saved me.
When the Lord saved me.
All of heaven came down.
All of heaven came down. I was happy and free.
I shall never forget the day
when the Lord saved me.
When the Lord saved me.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Sometimes I wonder what He can do through me. No great success to show, no glory on my own, yet in my weakness He is there to let me.
Strength is
Well, it's a joy to be back at Faith Baptist, and we love your pastor, and we love this church. And Brother Hansen asked me when we came in, he said something about being a long way from home, but I grew up in Illinois, so I told him, I said, I really feel at home in Illinois, and I definitely feel at home here at this church. And you folks have been so kind to us, and of course, Pastor Angel has been such a wonderful blessing to myself and my family, but also especially to my wife and her family. And we sure love your pastor and his family, and we love this church. You're blessed to have a church like this, and we are honored to have the privilege to represent Golden State Baptist College here. We had a great time with Brother Jason and the young people in the TNT Hour, and I hope you all know it, but you've got some crazy teenagers. Yeah, I take it you know it. They're great. They're crazy for Jesus, so that's good. But we are representing Golden State Baptist College, and I know we've been here a handful of times now, and so I don't want to sound redundant, but for perhaps some of you that don't know much about it, we have a display table out in the lobby, and we are a ministry of North Valley Baptist Church. Our church will celebrate 35 years in July, and our pastor is Pastor Jack Treiber. And some folks will say, well, I don't know much about Golden State, but pretty much everywhere we go, people know of Brother Treiber. He's an amazing man of God that God has used not only to build a great church, but also to start a Bible college. We're going into our 15th year of training young people to serve God. And we just had graduation, I guess it's been 2 weeks ago this past Friday, and had 60 graduates that walked across the platform, received their diploma. And now that we've been doing this for a while, we're starting to see a lot of our graduates on the mission field and many as senior pastors. Of course, we have a lot that are Christian school teachers and youth directors and assistants, and a lot of our graduates that are just faithfully serving God in churches like this. And you know, that's the goal. We encourage young people to come to Bible college, but we don't know what God's will is for your life. That's something you have to figure out. You have to pray about it and talk to your pastor and talk to your parents. But we would love for you to prayerfully consider Golden State. And I promise you, if you came to Golden State, I promise you that you would find a church much like this church that cares about souls, that places an emphasis on preaching, and we're separated. You know, sometimes people think California is a bunch of weirdos. And there are weirdos too, but some of them have moved to Chicago, in case you haven't noticed that. And a few of them have sneaked out of Chicago and they made it down here to Bourbonnais, you know, past a few of those folks out here in town. But you know what's amazing is some of the greatest churches in America, in my opinion, some of the greatest churches in America right now are in the western United States. And in many cases, it seems like a spirit of revival. Brother Treiber says that the East Coast had their revival, you know, in the Great Awakening, and the Midwest had Billy Sunday and D.L. Moody. And of course, the South is the Bible Belt. Not much anymore like it used to be, but at one time had the gospel and had the great preachers. But the western United States has never really experienced revival. We're praying that we'll see it. And we're praying that maybe, like much takes place in California and kind of works its way back across the country, we're praying that maybe revival would start there and work its way across. But maybe it happened here. And maybe it'd be at this church, and maybe it'd be in your youth group and in your ministry here. But we're just praying that God would do a great work and that God would use us to train young people to serve Him. Please stop by the table after the service, pick up information. There's some music CDs available for purchase. And please talk to these ladies, ask them any question you want to. Also, my wife or myself, we want to talk to you. We want parents to know about the college. We don't want it to be all a hush-hush and then you get out and get surprised. We want you to know what we're all about and want to be very transparent. And we believe that the more you know about Golden State, the more that you'll love it and the more you'll realize that it's a place just like this place that's preaching the old-time religion and trying to reach souls and fulfill the Great Commission. Pastor Angel, thank you for your kindness to us and thank you for allowing us to be here. And thank you folks for showing up tonight and hope that the rest of the music and the rest of the service will be a blessing. Thank you, Pastor.
Singing as I travel on this pilgrim way, Jesus is the captain, He leads me day by day. Gladly I will follow everywhere He leads. Daily as I praise Him, He's meeting all of my needs.
Oh, isn't it great just to know
Jesus is with me everywhere I go. He's my companion, friend, and guide along the way.
Along the way.
sheltering me from all harm. Gladly I lean on his arm.
I will rejoice in his great love
every day,
every day.
Praising my dear Savior as I start each day. Joyful just to serve him and his blessed will obey. Trying to be like him, on his word depend. Trusting his promise, I'll be with you till the end.
Oh, isn't it great just to know
Jesus is with me everywhere I go. He's my companion, friend, and guide along the way. Sheltering me from all harm, gladly I lean on his arm.
I will rejoice
in his great love every day,
every day.
I will rejoice in his great love every day. Every day.
Good evening. We're the Voices of Praise from Golden State Baptist College. My name is Kayla Johnson, and I'm a sophomore from Pasco, Washington.
My name is Heidi Holcomb, and I am a senior from Rockford, Illinois.
Hi, I'm Lauren Flood. I'm a sophomore from Milpitas, California. And at the piano is Melanie Messer, a junior from Londonderry, New Hampshire. I grew up about 20 minutes away from Golden State Baptist College, which means that I had the awesome privilege of attending North Valley Baptist Church and knowing Pastor Jack Treiber my entire life. I truly believe that one of the reasons Golden State Baptist College is the great college it is today is because of North Valley Baptist Church and Pastor Jack Treiber. There are 3,000-plus members at North Valley and a few hundred college students, yet Pastor Treiber knows each of us by name, and he takes the time to pray for us faithfully. One of the highlights of the week is when Pastor comes to a chapel service every Wednesday, and his spirit is just so enthusiastic and exciting and encouraging. Another thing he does for us students is that he strives so very hard to make North Valley a home away from home for all those students from great home churches like this one across the nation and across the world. We get to experience North Valley and be a part of the ministry, and that, in addition to the great college classes at Golden State, prepares us very well in serving the Lord wherever he may lead us.
When America was founded, she was strong and pure and good, and her leaders on their knees were not afraid to call on God. But our nation in her pride has turned her back upon the right, and the clouds of evil threaten to turn glory into night. Strong wickedness has crept in like a cold and silent thief. Those who know the Lord and do his will stand by in disbelief. For the love of God and country, we must not cease for a day. For the future of our children, we must lift our hearts and pray. Turn the tide, Lord, turn the tide. Open wide the floodgates of your power. Stem the flood of wickedness. Restore, revive, and bless. Turn the tide. God's enemy is hard at work, undermining everywhere, breaking down foundations, twisting laws, and setting snares.
He would take away our freedom and replace it with despair. And he laughs at those opposing him as if they were not there.
But God's children cannot sit by. We must stand up and defend. For the battle is not over till our King declares the end. We must work and fight and meet him, not as those who beat the air. For the greatest weapon in our hands is strong and fervent prayer. Turn the tide, Lord, turn the tide. Open wide the floodgates of your power. Stem the flood of wickedness. To cleanse and to restore, restore. Turn the tide, Lord, turn the tide. Open wide.